This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, much to cover today. Again, I want to highlight some things that you need to hear of and know of concerning what's going on in your country right now. Because, once again, friends, it's very telling as to what's going on and where this is coming from. What I want to highlight is the fact that, if you remember rightly, after September 11th, after the two towers fell, it was interesting to take note of all the inquisition that was going on during that particular time. People wanted to know why the Patriot Act was passed at 3:30 in the morning and not one congressman had an opportunity to read it before passing the bill. People wanted to know why these new bureaucracies were being created for more control over the people. People wanted to know after September 11th concerning the Bush administration as to why the government was asking the American people to give up their rights. People were making inquisition concerning the Bush regime after September 11th, asking that administration why there were certain groups of people in the government that wanted to disarm the American people before their enemies. So there was a lot of legitimate questions that were being asked. And if you see rightly, friends, and you have your eyes wide open concerning what's going on in this country, you can clearly see that it's you, America, the American patriot, the American constitutionalist, the Christian, the conservative, all one and the same, that has been under attack by both preceding administrations. And I'm bringing it up to present today because we're almost in the transition of bringing on another president. But nobody's attacked you more than the Bush regime as well as the Obama regime. And we see what's happening now with the likes of Hillary Clinton. For those that did not know, I have spent much time sharing with the American people what our forefathers warned us of concerning what would take place if we were ever told that we were under attack. I mean, for example, James Madison rightly said that if tyranny or oppression ever comes into this country, he was the one that warned the American people by saying, listen, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. And we have taken much time and we've taken much note concerning the crimes of corruption in government aimed at we the people, namely the likes of Barack Hussein Obama, who has literally stacked federal government with sodomites and the Muslim Brotherhood. And now I'm saying that for the very reason, friends, that much of what going back to George Bush after September 11th, throughout his entire term, friends, his terms, I should say, both terms, people wanted to know what was going on in the government. And every time it got hot with George W. Bush concerning what took place on September 11th, for some reason or another, friends, there was another terror threat from Al-Qaeda. Just in time to scan or to scram the signal, friends, diversion and divisive tactics to get you off the Bush regime. Every time people wanted to know what happened during September 11th, for some reason or another, at that particular time, Al-Qaeda was threatening to attack America. And we see the same thing today. We see a foreign agent in the People's White House who has been attacking America since day one, who has been empowering bureaucracy to overthrow your Constitution, to overthrow your rights unconstitutionally and illegally. Now what we see, friends, just today again, Julian Assange released, take him for face value or they're leading through opposition. It's one of the two, friends. We know that this is perfect judgment under God, Leviticus 26:16. The Lord said that he would appoint terror to a disobedient people. He said he would appoint those that hate you to rule over you unto a disobedient people. And John Calvin, he put it together real quick in a nutshell for us. He said that when God means to judge a nation, he'll appoint wicked rulers over that people. We're under perfect judgment, but in saying that, to bring you up to the present, and not to get your eyes off of Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal administration, which is the Clinton administration tried and true in their crimes, and of course Hillary wants it back, Mr. Julian Assange, WikiLeaks just released that Clinton and ISIS funded by the same group of people. And we know the same thing is true for Barack Hussein Obama. When we go overseas and we ask foreigners, namely in the Middle East, about Al-Qaeda, they tell you that it's the American government that created Al-Qaeda. Of course it is. Because what's happening in your country today, friends, just for the record, a foreign enemy couldn't have dreamed of the things that your representatives have done to you, America. And it shows you again, America, highlighting the point in the fact that your representatives are working for special interest groups. And by the way, this comes to me as no surprise. And why do I say that? Because we see who's funding Hillary Clinton. It's not the American people. It's foreign enemies that are funding her and the likes of Barack Hussein Obama. I mean, America, you have sat back for 7 3/4 years, maybe tipping a little more into the latter end of his terms here, friends. You've watched him, America. You have literally watched him entertain, finance, abetting your enemy, financing your enemies, empowering your enemies with military high power through F-16s going to the Muslim Brotherhood. You just seen him give trillions of dollars to the Iranians. You've seen this every step of the way, and the American people, they still want to close their eyes and act like, well, you know, this is a foreign enemy doing this. No, it is not. No, it is not. Harry Truman said, once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. That's what we're going into right now, because the American people have continuously turned their backs on the warning. And I want to tell you, the warning is this, is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, because your sin is finding you out, Numbers 32:23. And furthermore, I want to highlight this, because I'm not going to spend the whole hour on this, but I want you to listen carefully. Remember what former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, Inter Services Intelligence, said on record when he stated, the truth is, there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda, and any informed intelligence officer knows this. But there is a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil only in order to drive TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. The country behind this is the United States. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of Liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to check us out online, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook, and or my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. You can also call in at any time for the next 45 minutes, the next three segments, at 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Going back to the first segment, friends, the first segment, I'm talking about what's going on in your country today. Why all of a sudden pre-election terror attack threats are being made on the country? You know, furthermore, friends, when you hear about all these terror attack threats that are happening in the United States, does that not exhibit to you that your government's not doing their job? Or the other side of that sword is, or the criminals are doing their job? Now, I want to highlight the criminals for a moment, if I might. Because we were just told during the first segment that Julian Assange, he said that Clinton and ISIS funded by the same group of people. And we found out from Robin Cook, an intel officer from Britain who was actually murdered mysteriously. He was the one that said, the truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. As a matter of fact, in the Mideast, they'll tell you the same thing. They will tell you it's a creation of the CIA from America. And any informed intelligent officer knows this, he said. But there is a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil only in order to drive you, if you're foolish enough to watch it, TV watchers, to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism, by the way, that they are creating. In the country behind this, said Robin Cook, Inter Services Intelligence on record stating, said, is the United States of America. America, since September 11th, who's attacked you more than your own government? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Who's attacked you, America, and your God-given rights more than your representatives? Corrupt officials in government, representatives in government, forgive me for saying officials again, who's attacked you, America, more than them? How many times do these representatives need to be busted in their crimes, friends, before you finally take action concerning those that are responsible for the crimes? Matter of fact, I got a post right here, friends, that says, so Hillary, if Russia is such a threat, now it took them quite a while to catch up, but they finally caught up. So Hillary, if Russia is such a threat, then why did you sell them 20% of our uranium? Of course. How long have I been highlighting that? How long have I been blowing that trumpet, friends? And friends, I'm not sitting here looking for accolade. I'm here to wake the American people up, to lead you back to the Christ, the one that makes men free. But I can tell you right now, he is calling you to war. Because you're in a war, regardless if you realize it or not. Now, I know that there's others that like to take me out of context, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. But he does require his church to fight the good fight of faith. And you have the law on your side concerning the people that I'm highlighting. I mean, here, listen to this, friends. This is just today, okay? Hillary Clinton indictments are certain, saith the FBI. But you're seeing what they're doing already. They're trying to divert attention away from her onto those in her administration. They're looking for fall guys right now, or fall women is what they're doing. They're even trying to divert your attention from Uma Bedden and her Muslim ties. Just like Barack Hussein Obama and his Muslim ties through Valerie Jarrett, who gives him the orders in the People's White House, who work for special interest groups, namely foreigners that mean to destroy your country. Because we see clearly, friends, this is factual information. It is out there that Hillary Clinton is being financed through her treasonous acts with the Russians, as is she being financed for her presidential campaign, not with the support or through the support of the American people, but them that be foreign who mean to destroy America. This is factual information, and everybody knows what I'm telling you right now is exactly spot on. See, but we're not just telling you this today. We've been telling you this for a long time. Again, the conservatives of the day, it just took them a little bit longer to catch on. I just hope it's not too late. I really do. Hey, friends, just today's news, again, proving the point that it has been your representatives that have been attacking you more than any foreign government has, friends, though this be foreign to American governments. DOJ tells the FBI Clinton Foundation investigators to stand down. This is today. The Department of Justice told the FBI, the FBI's Clinton Foundation investigators to stand down. Now, why would they tell the FBI to stand down during an investigation into the likes of Hillary Clinton, who everybody and their dog, cat, parakeet, gerbil, whatever the case might be, knows when it comes to the Clintons that they are criminal every step of the way? Again, hey friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com, the DOJ, Loretta Lynch, the criminal herself, told the FBI's Clinton Foundation investigators to stand down. That is criminal. Folks, what do we need? What is it that you need, America? Here, just today's news. Anonymous exposes Huma Abed's Muslim Brotherhood ties back to 9/11. Of course we see that. Again, because we see the allocation of finances coming from Muslim nations that mean to destroy this country, working through the likes of Hillary Clinton. And the American people are still trying to figure out, friends, I could spend the next hour just highlighting the crimes of this criminal named Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. I can spend all day. And we're also being told by the likes of WikiLeaks, listen carefully, America, Donald Trump, the people's pick, clearly, that's your pick, America, for the most part. Donald Trump cannot become the president of the United States of America. Who's creating all this chaos, friends, with the use of the state-controlled media? Your government is. Who's paying for this? Your government is. And friends, I want to tell you something. It is foreign to American government every step of the way. And again, what I'm doing is I'm highlighting what's going on in your country today. And friends, furthermore, these people are laughing at you every step of the way. You know, someone posted yesterday that if Hillary Clinton is not indicted and charged and thrown into prison, at least America can never recover. You know what? It's not just Hillary Clinton. It's Barack Hussein Obama. It is the Bush regime. And how many other corrupt representatives that are in your face every day that you think are the good guys because the state control narrative was to get you to believe that these are the good guys. When in fact, when you pull the curtain back, you find out over and over and over again, they are as corrupt can be. And again, friends, you just can't make this stuff up. And this is what's happening in your country today. Now, I want to go back to this for a moment because, again, I want you to understand the warfare that's going on with this right now concerning these terror threats that are happening. I want you to listen to this because it is so, again, telling. This is when they do this kind of stuff, friends, if you pay attention, you'll find that they tell on themselves every step of the way. But you have to have enough discernment to see what they're doing. The United States intel warns of possible pre-election terror attacks in the United States. It didn't say terror attacks from without. It said within. And that's funny because when you go to Leviticus 26, another sign of God's perfect judgment is that the sword will be within and terror without. Terror within and the sword without. We see both sides. So again, you want to know how real God is, friends, open your eyes, because if you're not going to glorify Him through His blessings, you're going to glorify Him in judgment one way or another. And at the end of the day, He's going to be glorified, like it or not. But the United States intel warns of possible pre-election terror attacks in the United States. Wait a second. How did these terrorists that we're told of, these mercenaries that are bought and paid for, just like Adolf Hitler had, by the way, he hired Muslims to do their killing for him. But how is it that they got into the United States of America? Who let them in? Your government did. This is why they've been making an appeal, friends, to illegals. And I told you 7 years ago, and guess what the conservatives are talking about today? The very thing that I warned of 7 years ago. The Spirit of God warned about. Who has opened the floodgates to illegals to come into your country? And by the way, furthermore, friends, let's take it a step further. This administration has already identified and defined the terrorists, and guess who they are? They just happen to be you, America, not the foreigners. It just happens to be you, friends, not the illegals. It's the law-abiding constitutional Christian, friend, and not in that order. I'm going to be right back.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about the United States intel warns of possible Al-Qaeda attacks in the U.S. on Monday. Hey, the joke's on the idiots behind all this, friends, let me tell you. But I want to set the record clear on a couple issues. I know the bad guy in the United States right now. I know as a fact the bad guys, they think that they got it going on. I really do believe that they believe that they are in charge and they are in control. I want to tell you something, you absolute foolish imbecile, that you are a part of the judgment that you are bringing on by the hand of God. You are a part of it. I just want to let you know that. And all these little sheeple in America that continuously make themselves sheep, only to encourage you to be the wolves that you are, I want to let you know both the sheep and the wolves are being judged right now. Okay? As long as we can get that out of the way, I just want to let you know that you are a mere man, and strength to do anything, judge or bless, all comes from the living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the God of Israel, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Just wanted to make sure. And by the way, everybody's going to kneel before him and confess that he is the Lord of all, like it or not. Okay? All right, we got that out of the way. Going back to the United States intelligence, The officials are warning Al-Qaeda may be planning terror attacks in three states on Monday. The eve of Election Day. There it is. There it is. Diversion. Remember what Congressman McDermott said, friends, right after September 11th, 2001? Remember that after the two towers fell? Remember he was the one that came forward and said, when they started to come up with these color gauges, you know how you've been desensitized to the airports now? You know, if you see something, say something, and you see these signs all over the place that you are to warn somebody in authority. If you see something that looks suspicious, tell on each other. Deliver up your brother. Boy, does that sound like scripture or what? Indeed it does. Nothing new under the sun, just like under any other dictator. Once again, friends, history's repeating itself in the present. Is it not? Because you haven't learned from the history. But do you remember what Congressman McDermott said? He said, you can get people to do anything with the use of fear. Isn't that interesting? You can get people to do anything with the use of fear. Of course, the consequence of not falling in line with your government. Did you hear what I said? That's what they're saying. Do you remember what General Douglas MacArthur said back in 1957? Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear. Who did General Douglas MacArthur highlight here? Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear. What did Thomas Jefferson say to counter that? Where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. America, you have tyranny. So if you have tyranny, then deal with the tyranny and show tyranny and tyrants that you fear God more than you fear the consequence of a tyrant. Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear, kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency. Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind it. Did you get that? Just wanted to make sure. America, the United States, intel warns of possible pre-election terror attacks in the United States. Going back to Barack Hussein Obama, who let him in. Hey folks, when you go through the TSA at the airport, by the way, it's a pretended authority. It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. There's nothing legal about what's going on. As are the scanners that you are legally put into, illegally, and you're told to put your hands up like you're under arrest. Folks, your enemies are laughing at you every step of the way. Let me reiterate that point. George Soros has stock in those. That's interesting how that works, isn't it? The international criminal that's behind the likes of none other than Hillary Clinton. And several governors and several organizations around the country that have absolutely no support from within. They're getting all their support from without. Foreigners, again, who mean to destroy this country. But look at the timing here, friends. The United States intel warns of possible pre-election terror attacks in the United States of America. Diversion! Did I get you to turn your head, America? Are you paying attention to sleight of hand over here? You see me over here? There may be some Al-Qaeda attacks. Hey, America, there may be some attacks from our foreign enemies. Wait a second, again, who brought them into America? Who wants to bring them in illegally? Who's been bringing them in illegally, America? This administration has. I mean, folks, what they're doing so counters common sense if there was a real terror alert. Hey, folks, the American way has always been, you go ahead and attack us, and we're going to deal with your little cracks. And we're going to stop them out, and we're not going to play with you. Well, you've been infiltrated, America. And again, and there's no getting around this. Here, let me read just one. Let me read a couple points here. Diversive and diversion. To get your eyes off of Hillary Clinton and her crimes, this is exactly what they did when George Bush was being called into question for what took place on September 11th. It happened over and over and over again because they want to get your eye off the ball. They want to smear and they want to confuse the signal as to what's really going on. They want to scare you into submission, America. Listen to me carefully. They want to scare you into submission. We haven't been given the spirit of fear. We've been given the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. We fear not the hand of man. Man, if anybody should fear anybody, maybe the enemy should look at history, because God is not to be played with. And furthermore, when it comes to his kids, he said, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm, regardless of who you are. You're his kid? You dare not enemy touch the Lord's kids. And we know that you mean to take out the Christians and the Jews because they stand in the way of your global agenda as you use the Muslims as the new political battering ram on a global scale to do your killing for you. We're already aware of what you're doing, dummies. Repent, dummies. Really. You're a fool for your pains because you're easy to identify. And you come in the guise as the good guy, but America now knows that you're not the good guy. Just because you have the badge and just because you have the suit on doesn't mean anything anymore. And I'm talking about those officials, as they like to call themselves, as to suggest to you, America, that they're above the law. And how dare you question anything that we've ever done? Hey, America, question everything that they have done. Question everything that they are doing for your lasting good. U.S. intelligence officials are warning Al-Qaeda may be planning terror attacks in three states on Monday, on the eve of Election Day. CBS News reported Friday. Oh, well, that's a reliable source. Yes, I'm being facetious. You can't trust a thing they say. And furthermore, if it was to happen, friends, why don't you pull the curtain back and find out who the brown shirts are? Because at this point, I don't think anybody's going to be surprised by anything coming from this criminal administration. It is believed New York, Texas, and Virginia are all possible targets, though no specific locations are mentioned. Oh, and by the way, don't forget about Barack Hussein Obama bringing in Muslim jihadists into the United States as we speak illegally. And you have these officials coming about to question a guy that's telling you the truth? Instead of going to the one that's lying to you? And this is exactly what it's coming to. I mean, it reminds me of that vile Mark Twain. He was right. He said the people are more easily fooled than to convince them that they've been fooled. And again, friends, for some reason or another, truth is stranger than fiction to some people. And what do they feed on? Fictitious garbage all day long. And I'm talking about the state-controlled media and television. It's all fictitious. And we've proven that point a million and a half times, friends. It's the perfect judgment of God on your country. Let's go on here. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio learned several days ago New York was among the reported targets. The mayor, speaking Friday on his weekly radio show, said law enforcement officials were still evaluating the information to determine its credibility. We are still very much assessing the credibility, said de Blasio. It's not clear how credible this is. We are watching carefully. Counterterrorism officials were alerted to the threat out of an abundance of caution. On the eve of the election day. Remember, scripturally, friends, conspiracies are always started from within because that's the way that they control them. Read Jeremiah 11:9. Do commentary search on it. Study it and know it, because that's exactly what these people are doing. It's a covenant of hell. It's an alliance with hell, and it will be broken in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. He's going to be glorified, friends, one way or another. Now, let's go back to this threat that we're warned of. On the eve of Election Day, get your eyes off all the crimes of the likes of Hillary Clinton. This is what they're saying, but they're not saying it. Friends, if you're paying attention to what they're doing, this is what they're saying. It's not what's coming out of their mouth. You know, action speaks louder than words. Pay attention to what they are doing right now. What they're saying is, we want you to get your eyes off all the crimes of the Clintons. We want you to get your eyes off them because things are getting too hot right now. And if this gets serious enough and the American people actually get their fight on and they deal with us criminals, well, we can't have that. Things are getting too hot right now. We better pull out the claws. And we better do everything within our power to get your eyes off of the Clintons and onto an Al-Qaeda attack. Hey, friends, do you remember New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio just a couple weeks ago? He declared I believe it was the 25th of last month, Muslim Day.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob Ellis, owner and operator of AmericanClarion.com. Bradley Dean is one of our newest contributors at American Clarion, and his columns are some of our biggest hit generators. Bradley is a warrior when it comes to speaking the truth unapologetically and with an appeal that people should embrace what's right.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You got Bradley Dean. Muslim migrants linked to 69,000 crimes in Germany that were brought in from the Middle East. 69,000 crimes have been committed by them, Muslim jihadists, in the first 3 months of 2016 to those that have not assimilated but have been sent to plunder Germany. Muslim migrants linked to 69,000 crimes in the first 3 months of 2016. Did you hear what I said? I thought these people were needing help. I thought they were being brought into these countries by these countries that were that literally stood there with their arms open to help these people who couldn't help themselves. And when they come into these prospective countries, they're there to plunder and to commit crime. Muslims in Europe, 443 victims were killed in 18 deadly terror attacks in just the last 2 years. The president of the United States of America is opening the doors to the same group of people who are not here to assimilate. They're here to plunder. These Muslims, as they get into Europe, they want Sharia law, not European laws, because keep in mind, like that of Barack Hussein Obama, he has not abided by the laws of our constitutional one day of his criminal life. In France, they found that 82% of those Muslims that have been sent to plunder their country, 82% of the people in France feel Muslims are showing no condemnation of terrorism in France whatsoever. They found out that 27% of the young French Muslims, that's 1.62 million, back the Islamic State. Well, this works for global agenda big time, doesn't it? Because you're seeing your representatives, friends, condemn you for rejecting them. Who are they working for? They'll be made the head and you'll be made the tail. Polls in France, in Europe, more than 70% of the French expect that France will be forced to the submission to Islam. Did you hear what I said? So what they're doing is they're stacking the cards against them. People, America, listen and learn. Prevention is better than cure. Listen and learn to where these people are being sent. Pay attention to what they're doing once they get to the prospective countries. Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton want to increase the number of Muslim jihadists into the United States of America that are not, again, here to assimilate, to follow the rule of our laws. They mean to come and overthrow. By the way, they've said this over and over and over again. We're beginning to see an increase of the crimes of the Muslims in the United States. Just seen a video 2 days ago. It was a live feed. It was a video of Muslims in the United States at a local college threatening Christians that they'd kill them. We've seen this on hockey rinks. We've seen this in malls. We've seen this through as what they call honor killings, when the father kills the daughter or the wife. I mean, folks, this is the doctrine of devils. Let me just make it real clear. But this is what you're giving a pass to. Did you know that in France, 70% of the entire nation's prison inmates are Muslims? Oh, by the way, that's happening here in the United States of America, too. They proselytize them in prison. And really, it's France. It's, first of all, it's a false god, number one. Muhammad was a pedophile, and I can go on with the crimes of him, first and foremost. But keep in mind, friends, it appeals to the lust of the flesh. It's like giving a dog everything he wants, but you better do what his master says. That's what this is. That's what this all is about. And you have politicians in the United States of America that are rejecting your warnings and your laws, and they're opening up the doors illegally to these people that want to destroy your country. Oh, and by the way, I didn't say it. It's headline news today in America, friends. It's the news today, and we know who's doing this once again. And if you want to hear the whole show, go listen to the first segment and the second segment and the third segment. It's your representatives that are taking the money of these people, and they are using Muslims to destroy. And again, friends, do your homework. My gosh. I mean, if you just do your own homework, I can save a lot of words here, friends. I really can. But really what it comes down to, again, is what I started off with. When God means to judge a nation, he appoints over them wicked rulers, those that hate you. And again, keep in mind, the Lord said, I will appoint terror over you. Now, going to the carnal man, which warns us line upon line, in line with the Word of God, James Madison, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Your foreign enemy, friends, are your representatives. that are not abiding by the laws of our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. That's who your enemies are. Is it every one of them? Pull their records back. Vet them. But America, we have a job to do. And you know what's great about what I'm bringing about right now? It only confirms the Word of God, once again. And it exposes criminals who can't stand being exposed. And I could care less if they like it or not. But if you will not hearken unto me, listen carefully unto me, and will not do all these commandments, the Lord said, and if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, that you will not deal with them, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, listen carefully, line upon line. I also will do this unto you, the Lord said. I will appoint over you terror. I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. And they that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth. And if you will not yet for all this hearken unto me, I will punish you seven times more for your sins. Leviticus 26:14-18. Hey friends, you know what? I'm right. And I know I'm right. Your enemy knows I'm right. America, you know I'm right. Because as Napoleon Bonaparte rightly said, the Bible is no mere book. It is a power that conquers all that oppose it. And I heard William Bryant rightly say one time, he said, truth crushed to the earth will rise again. It always does. In America, I've shared with you so many times, the history of man is this. You depart wickedly from God. You submit yourself to the tyrannical ways of those that mean to dictate your lives, which you can see. It's on the horizon. It's everywhere through your representatives. They think they're demigods. They think that they are there to be served rather than to serve the people. And we see this on a daily basis. You depart from God. Psalm 119, you give yourself over to a tyrant. Your country at length is destroyed by that tyrant that you gave yourself over to. He murders off how many millions of his own people that will not submit to his rule. The people of those prospective countries catch on to the tyrant, that he's been the bad guy since the beginning. He's dealt with like that of many, Mussolini and others, by his people that catch on to him. And then guess what they return to, friends, after everything's destroyed and the lives of millions are taken because of that dictator. You know what they do? They return to the God that they should never have departed from. That's the history of mankind. I have my phone lines open continuously for those people that would oppose the history that I give. That is one point I have never, ever been questioned on. Because even the atheist who says he doesn't believe in God and he spends his whole life fighting against the God he says he doesn't believe in knows that God exists because that's what he's fighting against. You would think it would come from them. You would think it would come from those that, well, you would give them a little slack and say, well, they just didn't know any better because the God of this world has blinded them. No, the fact of the matter is they know because God gave them a conscience, just like he gave me a conscience and just like he gave you a conscience. And conscience means with knowledge. America, I just gave you a knowledge of the Word of God, and I just highlighted what's going on in your country today. My message, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.